At the Stage Door Canteen, museum visitors can go back in time to the swing era. The National World War II Museum's entertainment manager, Victoria Reed, says this theater was modeled on venues established by the entertainment industry for lonely soldiers and sailors during the war.
The American Theater Wing, of course, had the Stage Door Canteen in New York, and they were so successful, these Stage Door Canteens popped up all over the world. Paris, there's a big picture up there of the Paris Stage Door Canteen. Of course, Betty Davis made the one in Hollywood very famous, and Mickey Rooney says it was a gift. Their way of giving back. It was their music and their talents.
Wonder if she ever tells him honey.
I want her kissing her now.
Reed says she and the young performers in the stage show have fallen in love with the music that was so special to their grandfathers and great-grandfathers.
Well, when you think of World War II, music was such an integral part of that era. I think the songs really had a lot to do with the soldiers' lives when they went overseas, I'll be seeing you, and it's been a long, long time, and those songs will stay in us forever. They were so well written. They had such beautiful melody lines.
When the new museum building was dedicated on November 6th, Victoria Reed and two friends were on hand in homage to the Andrews sisters, performing as the Victory Bell.
A root, a toot, a tootly on a toot, he blows an eight to the bar.
World War II veterans who were on hand loved the music and the attention from the girls.
I like this.
There was also big band music in the main hall to the delight of veterans like William Ray, who served in the U.S. Army in Europe as a teenager.
We heard all of this music then, and I know many of the words because when you're overseas and they play the music, you remember the words, and they mean so much to you.
Some of the old vets and their wives took to the floor.
Well, it's great because my wife likes to dance and she leads most of the time, so we get along fine.
So we're not a generation that dances like they did in the 40s. One of the World War II veterans said to me, I like to dance better than I like to eat.
But many young people are now discovering the joys of jitterbug and swing. Here in New Orleans, there are several clubs featuring 1940s-style music and dance. But no one appreciates three-part harmony and big band stylings more than the people who experienced the era firsthand, the old men and women of the World War II generation. Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.